I'm just reading from my book, The Wellness Zone, which we've sold out of hard copies now, but you still can get it as a download on our website, medicineroom.com.au, about memory. And it's just incredible that the amount of herbs that really help with our mind and that really help with cognitive function and neural function. If you watched our little video that we did on IGTV last week on ginkgo biloba, it's also on our Facebook page, Medicine Room. Ginkgo biloba is an incredible herb for cognitive function, and it also stops buildup of plaque in our neural pathways, which is incredible because that can help with things like tinnitus, and it can also help with memory and general cognitive function. So I just love ginkgo for that. It's a little bit of a theme in the medicine room at the moment, and right now today is a little bit of a celebration as well, because we're launching our podcast, Project Wellness, and that's on Podbean, but what we'll do is it's an audio podcast, so I will download it onto our medicineroom.com.au page, and it'll be under our blogs, Follow Dominique, at the moment, so it'll be there for you to listen to if you want to listen to it. We'll also share it on our socials. The first 10 minutes of that, Tamara's filming, and it's going to go onto our IGTV and onto Facebook, and we may upload it to YouTube. I'm going to taste something here. I put up on Instagram the other day, we put up a thing called mindfulness, just the word mindfulness. And what does mindfulness mean to you? What does mindfulness mean to me? Like, for me, mindfulness is when I do something and I do it with focus and I do it with intention, but I also do it with a sense of validation, clarity, calmness, and grace, which is like an important thing for us all in life, is to have that sense of calmness and that sense of feeling like we're really present with what we're doing at the time. And I think that creates better outcomes. And so our mindfulness herbal blend that I've made up today is Bacopa monnieri, which is an adaptogen. It's also a Brahmi, which means it's a brain food. It's incredibly good for your whole body, as all of the adaptogens are. And anything that's a brain food really does work with cognitive function. And in my book, The Wellness Zone, I've written about nitric oxide and that kind of stuff. But I'll read more from that from my book, The Wellness Zone, on memory and mind, after we've made the visual video of this. It also has in it ginkgo biloba, Panax ginseng, which is just such an amazing adaptogen for the whole body. It's strengthening, it's adrenal repairing, it's mind, it's longevity. We've got gotucolis, Centella asiatica, which evidence-based is venous insufficiency, so it really helps increase your veins and arteries and strengthen them, and also bilberry and eyebright. And the berries have a capacity of creating like pliability in our veins and our arteries, and which works really for longevity, and it works in keeping the pliability there, which means that they don't develop so much plasticity, and plasticity is hardness. So it's actually the hardening of the veins and the arteries that's really associated with arteriosclerosis. And what happens with arteriosclerosis is that the cholesterol, which is high-density lipoproteins, fatty acids, and low-density lipoproteins, which are quite dense, cholesterol carries around all of our hormones in our body, and it's absolutely an essential, you know, ingredient to wellness and health. But what happens is it gets soaked in to the veins and the arteries, and it sits there behind the lumen, which is the skin, or the little, you know, the epithelium, like it's called, lumen on veins and arteries. And then what happens is, as long as they're soft and pliable, it sits there happily. But what happens is when they become plastic and super hard, they're like plastic straws or bamboo straws that you drink out of, something like that. And then they crack open. And when they crack open, all of this beautiful cholesterol that's been sitting there for years comes out, and it foams up And then it hardens and they're like little foam cells. And that's how you get blockages in your arteries, in your cardiovascular system, that cause things like high blood pressure and a precursor to lots and lots of cardiovascular diseases. And so when you take something like bilberry, which is what's in this formula I made today, and all of the berries and the antioxidants and the flavonoids, they really protect you and they keep the they stop the plasticity from happening and keep the pliability there in your veins and arteries, which is really helpful, you know, for cardiovascular wellness and for longevity as well. Apple cider vinegar does that too. So if you've got some apple cider vinegar, you know, always mix that in with your berries. Put a shot of apple cider vinegar into your berry smoothies and, you know, it's very helpful. And then I've got Eyebright Euphrasia officinal in this blend. I'm just going to have a shot of our mindfulness blend. Wow, our herbal extracts all taste super powerful. And what I love about this particular formula is that they taste earthy. They do not taste bitter. They do not taste astringent. They taste full. And they taste earthy. A lot of the herbs that are mind herbs taste earthy. And I guess that because we're using a lot of leaves when we're extracting them, ginkgo biloba leaf, gotu kola leaf, bilberry berries, but we're looking at the leaf of the Bacopa moniera as well. We're looking at the root of ginseng. And then with... it's just incredible, herbal medicine. I love it so much. And the things is, when you've got a mind herb and when you've got something that's working on cognitive function, you're looking at something that's increasing the circulation to the brain, the peripheral body. It helps oxygenation in the body, which helps you stay longer, younger, and to feel better and to have more energy, which is super important. But like everyone's so heavily scheduled at the moment, and I wrote about that in my blog this morning. And it was really about, like, I've got my whole year scheduled. I don't know about you, but, like, how far have you taken your scheduling this year? You know, like, I know, like, every certain day I go surfing with my surf sisters, and that's relaxation and challenging for me too, because when I go surfing, it's really challenging my mind. It's challenging my body physically. It challenges my emotions. Like, sometimes we're paddling against the current. Other times we're flowing with the rips. We have big ocean, small ocean, rainy days, sunny days, big swells, small swells. It's choppy or it's just beautiful and long and green, beautiful waves. Some days you go out and you catch lots of waves. Some days you go out and you hardly catch any and you feel like you've been completely pummeled. And it's exactly like life. And life does that to us. And I think that we all need to have things that are physically challenging and mentally challenging at the same time, but things that also relax us and things that we love doing. And I ask you, what are you doing that's relaxing you, that's challenging to your mind and your body that you love doing? Because if there's nothing sitting there in your life right now, it'd be awesome if you create that. Because what that's going to do is it's going to, once you face a challenge in one area of your life, whether it's business or personal or an activity, then you find that it gives you more of an open-mindedness to face other challenges more easily, which is an interesting aspect. And, you know, we want to create the space between the doing as well. Like if we're so heavily scheduled that all we're doing is doing all the time, it's really important to stop and to just be. And just right now, if everyone wants to do a little exercise with me, if you just want to take a deep breath in, like a long deep breath, where you're breathing in through your nose, and then you breathe and fill up your lungs from the bottom and just fill them up to the top, and then we'll hold the breath, and then we will release the breath again. Okay, everybody? Take a deep breath in. Hold the breath. Breathe out. Now, Yogi Bhajan says, if you do that, set your alarm on your phone every half hour, every hour, once a day, and you take 3 long, deep breaths, that will change you. It will make you present, and it will bring you right into the present moment so that you're able to mentally focus and you can stay relaxed. And that's awesome. I'm super glad that you've been able to join me for this, medicineroom.com.au. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal, and it's really such a pleasure to share this with you today. I think that when you can have that, like Kundalini yoga is something that really changed my life insofar as I developed things like how to do a morning sadhana, which is a daily practice. And I also learned how to still my mind, because before I started doing these practices, these yogic practices in combination with my own self, I really had a lot of challenges because my mind's super fast and I'm always go, go, go. And I feel like I get an idea and I really want to do it and I want to produce that idea to its optimal standard. And how I do that is I try, and I've been trying for quite a few years now, to develop the skill of doing everything that I need to do and everything that I want to do, but to try and keep my physical body relaxed while I'm doing it and to try and keep myself feeling calm while I do it. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know whether you can do this, but I super hope you can, because it's something that is really worth developing. And also, too, the other thing that I try to do and I try to keep for myself is I try to create an ability to be able to stop my mind and stop my mind thinking and just be able to see what's going on in the world around me and observe myself and how I'm coping with it. So sometimes, like in our work in the medicine room, I go into a lot of festivals and events. And what happens when I go into these environments is sometimes, like, I might only have one day off a month because we've got to get everything ready for the environment we're going into, like a festival. And then we go and do the festival, and they're usually like 15 to 19 hour days working in the festival, and then we're coming out of the festival and we have to sort everything out, and then because we've been busy in the festival, after that we need to sort of set up the medicine room again, so to make sure that there's always a smooth flow. And that smooth flow is that when we do our free community clinics, you know, everything's there for people when they require it, and, you know, just keeping the schedule going. And constantly, what I find is that every year, as I get busier in my work, I'm also developing myself and learning and studying more and learning more. And that's life, you know, for everybody. And that's a super important aspect of life as well for our mind, is that if we're able to keep our mind going and keep our mind super strong and powerful and learn the things that we really love to learn, then we're going to have more feelings of goodness within ourselves. And to me, that's really, really important. And when you look at mind and memory, I think that that's something that I want to talk to you about now. And from my book, The Wellness Zone, back in 2008, this is what I wrote about memory, and I'm just going to read it to you while you're enjoying listening to my podcast. It's our very first podcast on Project Wellness. I'm super excited. Okay, so our first thing I will mention in my memory section is Bacopa is an adaptogenic herb which helps to bring all aspects of your body into balance. Research has shown that the nitric oxide in Bacopa has an extremely positive effect on learning and memory recall. Antioxidants and beta-sitosterol, a powerful fatty acid, are found in Bacopa, which may be why it's revered so highly as the intellectual and brain rejuvenating tonic. Bacopa is an excellent herb for students, stress business people, and those who wish to improve memory capacity. Research with patients, this is my patients, has found consistently that people who take Bacopa daily have better short-term memory than before they started taking this herb. And I'm talking about, where's the car keys memory, you know? Like, where are my car keys? Where did I put that book? Where did I do this bang? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, you know? And that's short-term memory. Bacopa is a herb you need to take regularly. So basically, if you have a little bit of Bacopa moniera in your daily herbal tonic, it has a better effect than if you have like a big shot of Bacopa every week or so. So just taking it regularly. Expect some benefits within a week of taking 3 to 4 grams of herbal capsules daily. Well, when I say 3 to 4 grams of herbal capsules, let's just go to 3 to 4,000 milligrams of Bacopa moniera in a 1-2 herbal extraction, in a liquid extraction as well. Because back when I wrote this book, I was at that stage, I'd come out of an industry where I was setting up vitamin sections in pharmacies in Australia, and it was relatively new then. But back in 1999, I was at the Tewantin Amcal Pharmacy for 4 years, and I was at the Burlara Pharmacy on Bribey Island, and I set up the vitamin sections in both of those places. And that was the early days of vitamin sections set up in pharmacies. And the whole reason why I wrote the book, The Wellness Zone, initially was to empower people, because people used to come in and ask me lots of questions. So when I say 3 to 4 grams of herbal capsules daily, I'm talking 3 to 4,000 milligrams of 1-2 liquid extraction as well, which is what we extract here, and it's pretty standard. It says here, the benefits here will last as long as the herb's taken. So I'm suggesting that when you stop taking Bacopa, you lose the benefits. That's a bummer. Bacopa helps with Alzheimer's and other conditions such as Meniere's disease. That's research. It's a herb best taken long-term and preferably before you note any memory loss. So bang, bang, preservative, preventative herbal blend. Other good herbs for memory are Panax and Siberian ginseng, lesser periwinkle, ginkgo biloba, go-to cola, I mentioned here. Since then, we've found things like, like rosemary is another awesome memory herb. Lots of things that increase your circulation are great for memory. Turmeric, curcuma longa, yeah, so many. I've written here, improve your mental focus and vision. So I'm talking about omega-3 DHA fatty acid specifically. Helps control nervous system function and visual system structure. Omega-3 helps improve and strengthen your eyes and balance your nervous system. This essential fatty acid is great for children who have learning difficulties and those who have trouble concentrating or staying focused on task. Research has shown that supplementation of omega-3 can help decrease mental depression. Totally true. I have written in my book, The Wellness Zone, and I'll read it to you eventually, about how I don't like supplements and that I think you should have fresh fish, chia seeds and flax seeds for your omega-3s. They're the best and beautiful. So I've written here too, some essential oils help increase your focus and concentration. Burning essential oils or even smelling their aroma in a cup of herbal tea can help increase your focus and memory for the short term. Have an oil burner in the room and add some fresh rosemary twigs. Now, rosemary is incredible. They say that if you smell rosemary while you're studying, and this is an interesting thing, is that if you're studying, for example, say you want to remember something, like you're listening to my podcast now and you want to remember what I'm saying to you, if you have a twig of rosemary and you smell that twig of rosemary while you're listening to my podcast or while you're reading whatever you're reading, and then you go away and you forget about it. Say you go into an exam and you've got to answer questions, and there's information in my podcast that's going to give you that information that would get you through over the exam, or you read something, you have a twig of rosemary with you then, you smell the rosemary and you can then remember what was said in my podcast or what you read. It's incredible. It's so beautiful and it works. So that's rosemary essential oil or a twig of rosemary, and it's really beautiful. You can also use sandalwood, grapefruit or other sharp oils for the same purpose. Experiment and see for yourself what oils increase your focus. Sage is another traditional favourite herb for memory. We have it in our Wise Women's Cooling Menopause Herbal Blend. Sage is incredible for your memory, for everybody. Like they say, the sages use sage, you know, wisdom. It's like the herb of wisdom. It's beautiful. So you can drink these things in teas as well, like rosemary tea, sage tea. And I've written here in my book about when you're studying and when you're doing heavy mental tasks, make sure you have a rest from concentrated mental tasks every 40 minutes or so to help you stay focused and do the best job. So it's really important to really look after your mental health and to work with your memory. And I go on in my book and talk about things like smooth muscle restoratives, how to prevent night blindness, saying no to stress, about depression and like the scapegoats that we have with our mind, and how we really sometimes just give our mental self and give our mind a priority over us and almost think that our mind rules us. But when I go back into like my traditional yogic studies and I look at the mind, you know, there's many different aspects to the mind, and like you've got like your conscious mind, which is like you've got the part that does tasks every day and you're aware of it. And then you've got your automatic mind, which you call manas, which is like it knows what to do. Like you learn to drive a car, and then suddenly, like when you first start driving a car, you know how you drive the car and you're really driving the car and you're really focused. And then as time goes on, when you're driving the car, like you're almost automatically driving the car. It's almost automatically happening. And then we've got parts of our mind where, you know, like we store so much. We store memories, and then we've got, you know, responses and reactions from the body from past experiences, like, for example, fear, where fear may be our best friend because it saved our life once, but every time we're exposed to a situation that's even remotely like that situation, we go into our fear response, which isn't really that healthy because, it, you know, we're not assuring that when we go into that situation it's going to be the same again. It's an assumption and an expectation that's not really appropriate. So in my blog today, when I was in writing in my blog about, you know, like giving ourselves that time to be, as in BE, as in doing, and DO, do, I was thinking, at, you know, how do we schedule things and how do we create freedom at the same time? Yeah, how do we be really busy and achieve everything we want to achieve and be relaxed and chilled and cool about it? You know, how do we be super productive and then have spaciousness for leisure? And, you know, it doesn't really matter who we are. What are you doing about it? Like, think about your life now, like, what's your life like? Is there stuff in your life that you really want to change? Is there something that you really want to learn? I know for me, there constantly is. And I'm constantly wanting to learn. I'm constantly wanting to achieve. I'm constantly wanting to keep on doing the same beautiful things that I'm doing in the herbal dispensary and with my writing. But at the same time, I'm constantly wanting to just relax, chill out, go surfing, read my book, listen to podcasts, you know. And how do you make that happen? Well, it's like it's an allocation process. And time and time again, you know, I hear people speak and I hear them speak about, you know, their daily practices and what they do. And one thing that has been consistent that I pretty well started in 2012, and we're in 2019 now, and I can say that every day that I do it, my morning sadhana, that is, every day that I wake up and I, you know, like have a, like a shower, make a cup of tea, go and sit on my yoga mat, do my basic spinal series and some warm-ups, do breathing like pranayama, do some chanting. Every day that I do that, while I'm doing it, little ideas pop into my mind about things that need to happen. And I just let them go at the time. And then sometime later in the day, those little ideas come up and they happen in my life. And they're always things that help me, and they're always things that move me forward, and they're always things that help the step up into progressing my life. And I guess that the way to do that, you know, I've always found is to have a educational component mixed in with my passions. So when I was quite young, I started this study in the genre of wellness and health. And then now, today, we're sort of talking on this podcast of Project Wellness for the first time. And I'm talking about cognitive function, and I'm talking about mind, and I'm talking about relieving stress, and just some simple tips and tricks that you can take home. And so, like, before I end this podcast, I just want to say that if you can get hold of fresh ginkgo biloba leaves and make tea out of them, put them in salads, or take the herbal extraction, that is just going to be so good for your mind. And one of the things about ginkgo is it stops the plaque buildup in your neural pathways, and it increases cognitive function. It increases peripheral circulation. That's awesome. Go to Cola, Centella Asiatica. That's another plant. If you can get that, if you can eat it, if you can, you know, add it into teas, if you can make the herbal extraction, go for it. Another one, cognitive function, peripheral circulation, stress relief, adaptogenic. If you can get hold of Bacopa Maniara, which is Brahmi, make Brahmi tea. As I read to you from my book, The Wellness Zone, Brahmi is something that you need to take every day, the Bacopa Maniara. I'm just sort of looking in here now about other things that help your mind. Of course, zinc does, you know. Like, we're looking at zinc, having good protein in your food, you know, like eating a really good diet. You know, I've just in the just scanning through in multiple sclerosis, the herbs that I talk about there, you know, ginkgo biloba again, and I'm talking about, you know, go-to cola and bacopa and all the mind herbs. The mind herbs to me also seem to be really quite interestingly nervous system herbs as well. And, you know, like really helping your nervous system is important. Like if you get ringing in your ears, like tinnitus, or if you get any kind of dizziness or feeling out of balance, you know, like taking, I make a herbal blend with tenacetin, which is feverfew, and I mix that in with ginkgo biloba, and that's really, really, really good for your mind. I love fasting and detoxing as well. And I was recently listening to the Fasting Transformation Summit, which was just an online summit that I just absolutely loved. And I was listening. One really cool thing that I got there was that in Silicon Valley, you know, to get the extra edge, you know, like intermittent fasting and weekly fasting, like 24-hour to 36-hour fasting, really increases your cognitive function and it sharpens it. And I was also reading that, you know, fasting when you do really big projects, before you do a really big project, that you might want to fast on water, or some people like to have a juice cleanse or a fruit cleanse or something like that for a couple of days before you have to do a really big project or write a really big assignment. And that goes back to my whole concept of that stillness and being. And if you just take a rest from the intensity of it for a little while, you know, like just stop. You know, like if something feels like it's too intense and it's too hard, like I remember just before Christmas with my surfing, I was out surfing and it was, I went out on the Sunday and it was beautiful. We're at Little Cove in Noosa, and it's on the east coast of Australia, and it's beautiful sandy beaches, and it's just beautiful. And I was out there with my beautiful surf sisters, and we went on the Sunday. I was in the water for 3 hours. I had the best time. I was so excited. I went back out on the Tuesday morning, and it was like the complete opposite. The conditions were exactly the same. The surf was the same, but there seemed to be too many people in the water. I was getting stressed. I kept getting pummeled by the waves and going under. And then I went to catch a wave, and this guy just put his hand out and just pushed my board back, and he jumped in on me, and I just lost it emotionally. Like, I didn't start crying, and I didn't yell. I just went, oh, my God, you know. And then a few minutes later something else happened, and it was just like the circumstances were all by how I imagined them to be. And that day it all felt too hard. And I came in and I was sitting on the beach and, you know, like I'll admit this, I was crying and I was sitting there and it was just, I just could not do it. And then like a couple of my girlfriends came in and they're like, Dom, come back out. And then once I went out and when I stepped in the water, it was a really strong current pulling towards the main beach at Noosa and my legs were feeling the current and my whole body was just like a no. It was like, no, you can't do this now. Stop. And then I stepped away from it. And I stepped away from it for probably, you know, 6 weeks. And I just did not go surfing. And every time all my friends are surfing and everything's going on and nothing had changed in the world around me, but I'd lost my confidence. And I was feeling just something in me. Every time I thought about surfing, it was just like, nah, can't do that. And then I went out again. It was just the best. But what happened was, because I'd taken that rest from it, because I'd completely stopped, even though I was feeling inadequate and all my insecurities were coming up, what happened was when I went back in the water, it was incredible because I was just reading the waves better than ever before. I was, the joy of the water against my body was just so beautiful. I paddled a lot. In fact, I paddled more than I should have paddled probably. I paddled all the way from Tea Tree right around to Little Cove and got out and walked up through and back into the national park. And I just was out there on the water and absolutely, absolutely loving it. And then I got out of the water after about, you know, an hour and a half and I'd sitting on the steps and one of my beautiful surf sisters came up and said, oh, come on, Dom, come back out, you know, and because they're often out for, you know, 3 hours. And I said, okay. And then I got back in the water and it was, yes, at Little Cove and I paddled out and it was just beautiful and it was good. And I think that what happened when I took that rest from the surfing was it was the first rest I'd had in 2 years and I've really been pushing it, mentally, emotionally, physically pushing it with surfing because to me it wasn't a natural thing for me to be doing. I was 53 when I started and I'm 55 now and it was just like, you know, it was just challenging and I've had to change boards a few times to find the right board and all sorts of things. And I think that like when I took that break, and this is what I encourage you to do. If there's something that you're just really pushing it and you feel like you're pushing up against the wall, take the break from it. Take the stillness. And that's when we go into, if you haven't got like, you know, kind of a massive break because say, for example, you're working in your business or you're working for a corporation or you're working on a project or it's academic and you've got something and you've got a deadline, this is where fasting and juice cleansing is and even fruit eating as a mono diet is extremely helpful. So what happens is, say for example, it's Friday night and you have been super stressed at work, you've been working all week, you've got the weekend off. What I recommend you do is cancel everything, absolutely everything. Just say no to everything. And so the ideal is that you book a weekend where you can do this. But if it's spontaneous and if you're in a situation where you can't actually book a weekend to do it, but you just have to do it now, you've got that feeling of overwhelm where you just know that you have to stop right now because I can't take it anymore, I'm done. But I've got something super intense that's happening next week and I know I have to do it and that's my priority. Even if you've just got one day off, but let's talk across a weekend and what to do. So it's Friday night, you finish, you get off the train or you get off your plane or you get out of your car or you walk in the front door, you're home. What I recommend you do is either have a shower or a bath and just make yourself some herbal teas, drink some water or have some juice or have some beautiful vegetable soup. And just keep your diet really light. No alcohol, no heavy foods like no meats, no wheats, no starches, no, just a super light, you know, you can have a salad if you like. And then go to bed really, really early. And just lie in bed in the dark and have like eye bags over your eyes. And if you want to take herbs like valerian, which works on the somatic nervous system and helps you relax, and
passion flower that shuts your brain up, or St. John's wort, which is a nervine and antidepressant. Drink some chamomile tea or have some chamomile extract, lemon balm, militia officinal, something like that. Have the nervine mentally calming herbs. Go to sleep. Sleep really well. Wake up on the next morning and you can take three paths here. You can either get the juicer out, start juicing, things like carrots and lemon juice and celery and apples and beetroot, or you can just drink herb teas or water, or you can just have beautiful fresh fruit. Like at the moment in Queensland, we've got mangoes and papaya and avocados and grapefruits and beautiful, beautiful lychees and tomatoes, and just eat fruits. But that's all you're going to do for the entire day. So if you're seasoned at water fasting, I would come home from work on the Friday night, just drink the Nervine herb teas, like have some chamomile tea. I often just have peppermint tea because it's my absolute favorite. And then we're going to, after that, we're going to sleep all night, and then we're just going to drink herb teas and waters all day on the Saturday. Go into the Saturday night, sleep like a baby, have your Nervine herbs. Wake up on Sunday morning and have just herb teas all day until probably brunch on Sunday, and then I'd have a beautiful, luscious fruit brunch, and then at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, have a beautiful salad meal, vegetarian dinner, and then wake up on Monday morning, go back to your project, and you're going to be as clear as a bell. Your body will not be stressed and you'll get on with it. If you're going to do a juice, you can come in on Friday night. You can make juices Friday night for dinner and then just drink as much fruit juices and vegetable juices, but not mixed together. Generally, we have fruit juices in the morning and vegetable juices in the afternoon and evening, all day Saturday. And then you can even take it all the way through until lunchtime Sunday or Sunday night, depending upon how you feel. Then, if you want to have fruits Friday night right through until Sunday, just fruits. But on Sunday lunchtime, whatever you're doing, just break it with something delicious to eat that you really love. These super short mono cleanses that are designed to improve your cognitive function, your neural function, support your nervous system, support your emotional body, and just help. What they do is it's almost like a compressed de-stress. And your whole body just absolutely loves it. And it's my favorite regime for this. And I just absolutely do it whenever I can. Sometimes I'll do like a water fast for up to 7 to 10 days. Or I'll do a juice cleanse across the weekend. Or if I've got something that is really kind of intense that I want to do, I do it for, you know, like up to 3 to 5 days. And just even a 24-hour water fast will give me a total reset for the week. And I've discovered that I rest as much as I can when I'm doing that. But I also, generally, if it's 24 to 36 hours, I just break it with a normal meal. But I don't eat heavy proteins like eggs or, in my case, seafoods. But if you eat meats and that kind of thing, just hold that off until like 2 meals after you've broken this. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal, and I really hope that you've got some helpful information out of this. I really want to keep these beautiful little podcasts. At the moment, I'm going to keep the one today to just under 40 minutes. I encourage you to do your morning sadhana, you know, even if it's 15 minutes. I encourage you to find something that's mentally and physically challenging that also gives you bliss and joy. I encourage you to take the cognitive neural function herbal medicines and to drink the herbal teas. I encourage you to take breaks when you need to and really, really look after yourself, but to keep the intense activities going. And the take-home message for you today is like, where are you scheduled? Where's your bliss? And where do you think you can move it from now? What will bring more joy and focus and move your life forward more for you? So that you get to have the intensity and the leisure, the focus and the relaxation. I think this is really important to do, and I wish you joy, happiness and wellness. Our website is medicineroom.com.au. We have our free clinics, our free community clinics. All of the information's on our website. We go to festivals and events, and I look forward to connecting with you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.